Nolte, MSNBC admits it spread Iranian propaganda during rocket attacks. By John Nolte on January 8, 2020. During Iran's Tuesday night missile strike on a U.S. base in Iraq, far-left MSNBC openly admitted it was spreading propaganda for the Iranian government. Watch the video below. Transcript: We're just getting reports now that a second wave of rocket attacks has been launched from Iran. The IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, was saying that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of this country, was in the control center coordinating these attacks. This bit I'm not sure about, but Iran state media is claiming that 30 U.S. soldiers have been killed in this attack. This is not confirmed. This is just coming from Iranian media. But we have just stepped over the precipice, Chris. The fake reporter here is Ali Arautsi, NBC's Tehran bureau chief, who was on with Chris Matthews. Let's break down just how breathtakingly irresponsible this is. 1. Arautsi used information from the IRGC to build up Khamenei, to make it sound as though this barbarian was in control, was a brave warrior coordinating the attacks. Where's the context about how no one should believe anything from the monstrous IRGC? 2. Knowing the information was coming from a propaganda outlet like Iran State TV, which the Iranian government controls, NBC spread a state-sponsored rumor that 30 American soldiers had been killed in the airstrikes. 3. Arautsi admits he is not sure about the 30 dead soldiers, but he goes ahead and reports it anyway. How thrilled was Iran to hear that? And what kind of reporter reports something he is not sure of? 4. This is probably the worst one. You have a so-called journalist announcing we have crossed a precipice, which means there's no coming back, which means war, which even at the time was doubtful. All of this was a lie. All of this was nothing less than an NBC News bureau chief jumping on American television to play Baghdad Bob on behalf of a terrorist nation. To begin with, it not only doesn't look like 30 Americans were killed, it looks like no Americans were killed and that Iran deliberately avoided American casualties by aiming its missiles elsewhere. In other words, this was a face-saving move by Iran. It an escalation, a sign that Iran is admitting it does not want to go to war with the U.S. but did need to fire off a few symbolic missiles for sake of the political situation inside Iran. This is good news. No, it's great news because, if true, it means we won. It means that President Trump's decision to target Iran's terrorist mastermind General Soleimani worked. It scared Iran to death, to where they're willing to fire off a few rockets and run off the field of battle. Meanwhile, crippling sanctions against Iran remain in place. So much for crossing the precipice. And what kind of bureau chief, what kind of purported news network like NBC, allows its bureau chief to decide what is and is not a precipice, especially during the very fog of war? You see, the sad truth is this. The media, including NBC News, hate Trump so much. They want a war to bog his re-election down. They want piles of dead American soldiers to bring down his approval ratings. There is simply no other explanation for this kind of reckless, dangerous, and wildly irresponsible reporting. Never forget that what we are talking about here are media who went into two predominantly black working-class communities, Ferguson and Baltimore, and deliberately spread lies in the hopes of launching race riots and did so knowing these riots would only hurt the people who are already struggling in those neighborhoods. The media are evil. When you remember that, everything they do makes perfect sense. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.